Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Small Teaching Everyday Lessons from the Science of Learning by James M. Lang is a teaching and learning guide that translates findings from cognitive and educational psychology into practical classroom methods. First published in 2016 and later updated in a second edition, the book argues that instructors do not need sweeping course redesigns to improve student learning. Instead, small, deliberate changes in daily teaching practice can produce meaningful gains in retention, understanding, and motivation. Lang writes primarily for college instructors, though many of his ideas also apply to secondary education and online teaching. The book sits within the faculty development and pedagogy genre, but its tone is notably practical rather than theoretical. Its central purpose is to help busy educators connect learning science to everyday decisions about class time, course structure, feedback, and communication. By focusing on manageable interventions, Lang offers a model of improvement that feels realistic, evidence-informed, and adaptable across disciplines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central case for incremental teaching improvement. The defining idea of small teaching is that durable instructional improvement can begin with modest changes rather than complete reinvention. Lang pushes back against the assumption that better teaching always requires major redesign, expensive technology, or extensive new preparation. His argument is that many instructors already work under intense constraints, so the most useful advice must be feasible within ordinary academic life. That practical orientation is one of the book's strongest contributions. It reframes improvement as an ongoing habit of experimentation instead of a high-stakes transformation project. This approach also gives the book a distinctive place in the teaching literature. Rather than presenting an abstract philosophy of education, Lang builds a bridge from research on learning to everyday choices that teachers control. A few minutes at the beginning or end of class, a slight shift in questioning, or a small revision in course design can become meaningful when grounded in how memory and attention work. The broader message is hopeful without being simplistic. Small changes are not presented as magical solutions to every institutional problem, but as realistic entry points for improving student learning. That emphasis makes the book especially persuasive for instructors who want evidence-based guidance that respects the limits of their time and context. Secondly, teaching for knowledge through retrieval and practice. One of the book's most important themes is that learning is strengthened when students repeatedly bring knowledge to mind rather than only encounter information passively. Lang draws on well-known findings from cognitive psychology to show that retrieval is not just a way to measure learning, but a way to deepen it. In practice, this means instructors can build short, low-pressure opportunities for recall into regular class meetings. Brief quizzes, opening questions, minute papers, and informal review prompts all help students practice getting information out of memory. The significance of this point is both theoretical and practical. That many classrooms still treat review as secondary to new content, but small teaching suggests that the act of remembering should be part of instruction itself. When students must retrieve key concepts, they strengthen access to knowledge and become more aware of what they do and do not know. Lang's emphasis here is not on high-stakes testing. Instead, he promotes repeated, manageable exercises that fit naturally into a course. This topic reflects the broader value of the book. It takes a robust research idea and converts it into flexible teaching moves. Instructors across disciplines can adapt retrieval-based strategies without changing the fundamental identity of their courses, which is exactly why Lang's framework has been influential in faculty development settings. Thirdly, using prediction and connection to build understanding. Beyond helping students remember information, small teaching is concerned with how they develop understanding. Lang highlights the value of prediction as a teaching strategy because it asks students to think actively before they fully know the answer. When learners make a prediction, they begin organizing prior knowledge, noticing gaps, and preparing themselves to integrate new information. Even incorrect predictions can be useful because they make later explanations more meaningful. This is a powerful shift from seeing mistakes only as failures to seeing them as part of learning. Lang also emphasizes connection making as a route to deeper understanding. Students learn more effectively when instructors help them connect current material to prior knowledge, earlier course content, or broader patterns within a discipline. These links support transfer and help learners move beyond isolated facts. In this sense, understanding is not simply possession of more information. It is the ability to place knowledge in a structure that makes sense. What makes the treatment effective is its practicality. Lang does not leave these ideas at the level of theory. He points towards small interventions such as asking students to anticipate outcomes, compare concepts, or revisit assumptions before a lesson unfolds. These moves encourage cognitive engagement and make class sessions more intellectually active. The result is a model of teaching that treats understanding as something built through carefully designed moments of thought, not only through explanation from the instructor. Fourthly, inspiration, motivation, and the conditions for engagement. A major strength of small teaching is that it does not reduce learning to memory techniques alone. Lang also addresses inspiration, meaning the motivational and emotional conditions that shape whether students invest effort in a course. He explores how teachers can influence classroom climate, student confidence, and willingness to persist. This part of the book reflects a more expansive understanding of learning science, one that includes beliefs and attitudes as part of academic performance. Among the important ideas associated with this section is attention to mindset and belonging. Instructors communicate messages about intelligence, growth, and possibility through everyday language and course practices. Small shifts in feedback, framing, and expectations can influence whether students see challenges as signs of incapacity or as part of development. Lang's treatment of these issues remains practical. He does not ask instructors to become motivational speakers. Instead, he shows how course design and communication can reinforce persistence and engagement. This focus matters because many pedagogy books separate cognition from motivation, while small teaching keeps them in conversation. Students are more likely to remember and understand when they feel invited into the learning process and when effort seems purposeful. By including inspiration alongside knowledge and understanding, Lang gives instructors a more complete picture of what it means to support learning. The book, therefore, speaks not only to technique, but also to the human dynamics of teaching. Lastly, why the book works as a faculty development resource. Small teaching has been widely valued because it functions exceptionally well as a professional development tool. Its structure makes the content easy to use in real teaching contexts. Chapters introduce a principle from the science of learning, explain why it matters, and then move toward examples and practical suggestions. The recurring quick tips are especially important because they lower the barrier to action. Instructors do not finish a chapter with only a concept to admire. They leave with ideas they can test immediately. This usability helps explain the book's broad appeal across disciplines and teaching formats. Faculty in lecture-based courses, discussion seminars, hybrid settings, and online environments can adapt the core strategies without feeling forced into a single method. The book also lends itself well to teaching circles, workshops, and reading groups because each chapter presents a manageable topic for discussion and experimentation. Another reason it works in faculty development is its tone. Lang respects research but avoids writing in a way that feels inaccessible or overly technical. That balance matters in a field where some books can seem either too abstract or too prescriptive. Small teaching succeeds by being grounded, readable, and action-oriented. It encourages reflective practice while still honoring the complexity of teaching, which is why it remains a durable recommendation for educators seeking improvement that is evidence-informed and realistically achievable. In conclusion, small teaching is best suited for college instructors, secondary teachers, faculty developers, and graduate students preparing for teaching roles. It is particularly valuable for educators who want research-informed methods but feel overwhelmed by calls for total course redesign. The book offers practical benefits immediately. Readers can take away strategies for strengthening recall, encouraging deeper understanding, and creating more motivating classroom environments without needing to rebuild an entire syllabus. That makes it useful not only for individual instructors, but also for departments, teaching centers, and professional learning communities. Its intellectual value lies in how effectively it translates the science of learning into a realistic instructional philosophy. Lang shows that evidence-based teaching does not have to be grand or rigid. It can emerge through small but intentional decisions repeated over time. This places the book in a strong position within pedagogy literature. Many books either stay close to theory or promote highly demanding reforms. Small teaching stands out because it connects serious research to modest, adaptable practices that instructors can actually sustain. That balance of credibility, clarity, and usability explains its continuing influence. It is not a complete solution to every educational challenge, nor does it claim to be. Its strength is narrower and more practical. It helps teachers make better everyday choices. For readers seeking an accessible and durable guide to improving learning one small step at a time, it remains one of the most compelling books in its category. If you would like to support James M. Lang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.